Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with PCB Wealth Management. Good morning. The time is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The G7 leaders continue meeting in Italy. Pope Francis has now arrived at the gathering. In a few hours, he will become the first pope to address the body. The Supreme Court rejecting a request to overturn the FDA's declaration of mifepristone as safe, the drug used in the majority of the country's abortions.
The ruling keeps mifepristone available by mail in most states where abortion is legal. In other words, status quo, which Vice President Harris says is not reason to celebrate.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Congress, the issue has expanded to include access to contraception and IVF.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Today, we could get a ruling on whether presidents should have absolute immunity over prosecution. Rain continuing to fall in South Florida. Some parts of the state, including an area south of Fort Lauderdale and another south of Tampa, getting 20 inches of rain yesterday. This is ABC News. Another FAA investigation into Boeing, this time around the 787 Dreamliners. Boeing admitting hundreds of fasteners on planes under construction may have been improperly installed. Another day of decisions from the Supreme Court this morning possible, with several big cases still outstanding. ABC's Brian Clark says one centers on the add-ons for guns, known as bump stocks.
Private ownership of a machine gun is illegal in the U.S. That dates back to 1934's National Firearms Act. The question for the court was whether bump stocks, devices that allow for rapid fire with one trigger pull, are illegal. During April's oral argument, Justice Kavanaugh warned of a possible consequence if they were.
That's going to ensnare a lot of people who are not aware of the legal prohibition.
Bump stocks were outlawed in 2018 after they were used in the Las Vegas shooting. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Florida Panthers now just one win away from winning the Stanley Cup. They topped the Oilers 4-3 last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
5 minutes after seven, it's time for your next word that you need to know. In the key word today, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest here on WRCO Radio. The shower's word is cheese. There you go. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store and find your station. Send the keyword. Again, you could be one of the ones that wins a prize for the day or Wisconsin Dells prize pack. Statewide contest, Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets, and all kinds of getaways, including Door County or Lake Geneva. Again, this hour's special word in the Civic Media contest is cheese. Good luck.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
A high of 80 today in pleasant conditions. Weekend weather includes tonight 55, Saturday 78, with some light showers possible in the afternoon and maybe a little bit more rain on Saturday night. For Saturday night, 67 degrees with a possible shower or thunderstorm. Sunday, 88 with scattered showers. Monday up to 91 with a 40% chance of scattered showers. In fact, 92 Tuesday, 87 Wednesday. Let the heat settle in, it sounds like. And right now, following the midnight reading of 63 and a low of 55, it is 59 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning from WRCO, WRCE on a Friday as we get you set for the weekend.
I broke down and banged up and laid up a couple weeks. My share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You find me on fire. We'll be right back.
buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe.
I deserved the biggest stupid sign you could ever give an individual. I decided on my 40th birthday I was going to become a rough stock bareback rider in the rodeo. Not a good age to start this little hobby. Guess I better tell the wife. Pumpkin, you ain't going to believe this. I'm going to bareback riding school. And she goes, are you stupid? I guess. But I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horns. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
I get to the arena, the horse is in the chute. But it's not even a bucking horse, y'all. It's a trainer. The horse still has a halter with a lead rope on it, all right? But I get behind the chutes and my coach starts calling me cowboy, which is psyching me up. I mean, if he just called me Bill, I'd be like, hey, let's just blow this off. But I get behind the chutes and he goes, I knew you'd show up because you're a cowboy. I believe you're a cowboy. Hey, are you a cowboy? I said, yes, I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it. I'm a rodeo man. Living for a minute when they pull that gate. Counting every second down and praying for aid. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
My coach goes, all right, cowboy. When you're ready, you dip that hat, we're going to let him go. I said, let's go. They slam the gate open and lead the horse out by the rope. Like you would do with your kids. But I'm spurring this horse like I'm at the National Finals Rodeo, man. I'm just, woo-hoo-hoo! And my coach is screaming, you got him, cowboy, you got him. I said, you dang right I got him. I am a cowboy. About that time I hear my coach go, get him, Hank. Hank is my coach's dog, whose only job is to make this horse mad. Hank jumps up and bites this horse on the butt, and this horse freaks. He did this lunge, buck, and I'm airborne.
I'm a cowboy, yes I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horn. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy, yes I am.
And my coach goes, well, Bill? And I said, oh, now it's Bill. He said, do you want to ride that horse again? I said, no, but I got to know one thing. That horse buck. And he goes, yeah, why? And I go, because I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
Bill Engvall, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. As we ride on through the morning today and ride a little closer to some of the main events for Rodeo Weekend. Birthday and anniversary salutes a little bit later on, a history lesson as well, a little Hank or fiction. Coming up here in just a little bit, well, we'll be also drawing out the names of our Father's Day contest winners. So the qualification took place through yesterday. So we have the names in a hat, literally, and we're going to pull those out in just a few minutes. So get ready for that if you're one of the qualifiers. Or you may want to butter up to some of the qualifiers because maybe they'll share the wealth. I don't know. We've been playing a few rodeo songs this morning, and there's always kind of debate maybe which one is the best one. I was reading online. There was a blog, and people are kind of weighing in
And I kind of feel like this one might be one of the best rodeo songs of all time. From King George, George Strait on FM 100.9, AM 1450, and FM 107.7.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
George Strait on the radio, WRCO, FM 100.9. It is 60 degrees in Richland Center as we head toward 80 a little bit later on today. And a weekend that also maybe involves some yard mowing. That seems like it's gotten to be a little bit more persistent. I know I've already mowed this year more than the whole year last year. I think it was maybe four times last year, to be honest. Yeah. Seemed like the last two times were later in the year when we got a little bit of rain. So, yeah, every year is different, that's for sure. Kind of making up for it this year. Get the best deals at the Richland Locker. New York strips for just $9.98 a pound and whole New York loins for only $8.48 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham for $6.48 and slice Meister's banana pepper jack for $5.48 a pound. And don't forget Father's Day. Stop by and check out Richland County's largest bourbon selection. Richland Locker, your one-stop shop for premium meats and more.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The 43rd Wizards of Rod's Fun Run at Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds in Warren's is this weekend, June 14th through the 16th. Bring your prized ride to join the car cruises, poker run, and enter the car show. Enjoy musical entertainment, including DJ Bellar Beats, providing hot rod music all weekend. Plus, there's games, 50-50 raffle, and much more. Go to the Wizards of Rod's on Facebook for the full lineup. Don't miss it. The Wizards of Rod's Fun Run Car Show this weekend in Warren's at the Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is, Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing? Phil Knee.
Good deal.
Phil Knee.
Yeah.
Boo. Hey.
Hey. How you been?
I'm good, buddy. And you?
Ah, real good. You got to be on a day like this.
I'm excited today. I'm going to win something today.
You're going to win?
What?
I don't. Well, if your name's in there, there's some problems. I don't think that's legal for you to win a prize.
Well, I put my name 2-1 to everybody else's. I've got to win something.
Okay, maybe. We'll hope not, anyway.
Hey, it's Father's Day giveaway, buddy.
Yep.
I tell you what, I'm excited.
We qualified 25 different listeners this week up through yesterday, and their names are all, they are in a hat.
In my pilgrim hat.
This is your pilgrim hat from Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah, like 5 years ago from Bill Bartlett and Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Oh, is that when it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ooh. And you're just throwing stuff around.
Sorry, but all the names are in there.
Yeah.
And
here comes our drawee, or her, draw her.
The lovely Vanna White, Joanne Krulutz will be in, too.
So we're going to, let's pick the grand prize winner first. That way everybody has a shot at it.
I'll tell them what they get, Hank.
All right, grand prize winner.
Grand prize winner.
Received.
4 Brewer tickets, courtesy of Civic Media, and that is for the June 30th ball game.
Okay.
1:10 first pitch time. That's a Sunday, June 30th.
Awesome.
And the refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance?
It is a Gladiator. Come it on. Is a huge, it is this thing from Town & Country is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
It has a kickstart a door opener. I'm telling you what, this thing, it's an $1,800 value.
For ooh, good deal.
It is awesome.
Put a lot of ski soda pop in there.
You could put a lot of.
Uh-huh. Or something.
Something in there.
Yeah. You could put worms in there.
You could put worms in there. You know what, Phil? You could put ski. You could put Diet Pepsi.
Right.
You could put Gator. You could put anything in there, Joanne.
Pickled pig's feet.
Pickled pig feet. Pickled okra.
That's what I was going to say. Down in Pea Ridge, that's probably what they'd do.
For sale, pickled pig's feet.
Pickled pig's feet. All right.
All right.
Make sure they're all in there.
Number one.
Okay, grand prize winner. Joanne's
going. Here we go, Joanne. Come on.
Just one. All right, who do we have?
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Who do we have? Brenda Dieter.
Oh, right. Congratulations, Brenda.
Congratulations, Brenda. Yes, you're our grand prize winner. But we're not done.
We're not done. We have 4 more.
Right. We said that there will be some contending prizes that are very nice.
The second round prize is what, Philip?
4 rounds of golf, and this includes the cart. So 18 holes at House on the Rock Attraction and Resort.
Yeah, four rounds, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's impressive. No, two rounds of 18, right? I believe it says two rounds of 18.
That's not what it says right there.
Well, maybe I messed up.
Are you thinking four rounds of nine?
Maybe.
Well, whatever. They get a nice prize.
They get, oh, it's a great prize. It's all right. The House on the Rock attraction and resort.
Yep.
Thanks to those good people.
What do we have here? Joanne is...
We have?
All right.
Uh-oh. What do we Someone's going to be happy.
Claire Ferguson.
Claire Ferguson. Congratulations.
All right. Claire, all right. These are some great prizes. You can either keep for yourself, give to dear old dad or dear old grandpa or whatever.
Dear old Phil.
Dear old husband.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Husband of your children, whatever you need. So there you go. So Claire is the second prize winner. All right. So the third place prize is a round of golf at Quail Run.
With a cart.
With a cart.
Yep.
Okay. And then a $50 gift certificate to Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery.
Wow. Here Woo! We go. Here
That's
we go.
That's a nice prize, too.
Here we go.
Go on, Joanne.
I hope they give the Utter Brothers to the poor old DJ in here.
Poor old DJ needs it.
Oh, there you go.
Who
there
do we
you
have
go.
Here? Who do we have? All right. Thank you. Peg Call, congratulations,
Peg. Good job, Peg.
All right.
Nice job.
Yes. All of these All right. Fourth, listeners qualified this week.
Fourth round, buddy. What do we got?
We have a $50 gift certificate for Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Yes.
Boy, what dear old dad wouldn't love that?
I'd love that.
Mm.
Yeah, the only bad thing is, the only bad, really bad thing, you have to see John down there sometimes.
Well, you know, maybe you'll get lucky, he'll be in the back or something. I don't know.
All right. Here.
What do we have here?
I can't read your writing.
Brian Parker.
Congratulations, right. Brian.
So he's got a Father's Day present. His family's not going to have to buy him.
Nope.
Now. So there you go.
The compliments of Napa.
They're off the hook. So.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Last one, buddy. Round of golf with a cart.
Yep.
Quail Run.
All right. That's, boy, golfing season is underway.
Oh, I tell
Man,
you
it's
what.
A great time, isn't it? I'm guessing the courses are in real good shape.
Oh,
what
there
do we
go.
What do we have here? We have Gail Marshall.
Congratulations, right. Gail. Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, thanks, Joanne. So again, Brenda Dieter wins the grand prize, the Brewer tickets in the fridge. Claire Ferguson wins the four rounds of golf, the House on the Rock. That includes a cart. And that is Peg Call is winning the round of golf at Quail Run and the Utter Brothers certificate.
Yep.
Brian Parker wins the Napa Auto and Truck Parts gift certificate. And the Quail Run golf with cart goes to Gail Marshall. There
That's
you go.
Outstanding. All right. Nice job, people. Thank you.
That
we
was
fun. We appreciate that. Yep. We appreciate that. So anyway, I've been working for July, you know, so there's a couple things going on in July. Number one, you have National Hot Dog Month in July.
Oh, all right.
And you have National Ice Cream Day,
oh.
or Ice Cream Month.
Oh, yes.
So, Henry has secured some gift certificates from our local quip shop, from Nick and Lisa, to give away some ice cream on every Friday of July.
All right.
So, just more work for you, Philip.
Oh, that's all right.
And
that's fun work.
And in the middle of July, Heather Miller has she always has Christmas in July, and it's her birthday, so she's given us a $56 gift certificate to give away for the first two parts. You have to call in and...
What does 56 have to do with anything?
I'm not going to say a word.
All right.
I'm not
going to
say
right.
a word.
I wondered.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Inquiring minds want to
know. Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, it's one of those things that you just, we appreciate you listeners, and you know what? We also appreciate our sponsors. I mean, from the look at the great sponsors that we had.
Oh,
Town
yeah.
and Country TV and Appliance. Mike down there, congratulations, Mike. Thank you for everything. So, Napa Auto.
Yep.
I mean, John does a wonderful job down there. You have Utter Brothers from Boscobel. The great. If you haven't been to Utter Brothers, you need to go because it is good.
And take some food home, too.
Oh,
some,
my goodness.
They have hamburgers and brats and cheese and butter.
They have it ready to go.
Yep.
And if you've never milked a cow, go get some ketchup and mustard out of their Utter Brother machine.
It's hard to describe unless
it
you've,
is. You
you've
have
seen
to
it.
Go see it. At Quail Run Golf. You know what? Thank you guys for them. I mean, seriously, great two rounds of nine holes with a cart. House on the Rock attraction and resort. I mean, that great prizes. I'm telling you what, great prizes. What did I miss?
I think you got it all, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah. I believe so.
And you know what? Thank you and the DJs for registering these. I mean, because it's not easy to put this stuff together.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And again, we appreciate people supporting local radio.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Whether it's sponsors or listeners or whatever.
Thank you.
You bet.
So anyway.
Big weekend coming up, rodeo weekend.
But you can kick it off tonight, isn't it? Willow Valley, Church, is that right? Mm-hmm. They have an ice cream dinner.
Ice cream social.
Ice cream social, yeah.
Full menu of stuff, 4:30, it gets underway.
So today, make sure that you get out there and support that to kick off your weekend. Tomorrow you got the rodeo parade. You've got a couple events after the parade at Julie Cairns State Farm. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's an ice cream social and ice cream treat at a church as well. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, Park Street Christian has some ice cream cones.
So get out there and support those. And then tomorrow, Summit Ridge, they're having their 6th anniversary tomorrow, Philip. So Randy out at Summit Ridge are having a poker run starting at 10 o'clock or 9:30, I think it is when it gets going. Then live music from 8 to midnight at Summit Ridge. Great prime rib tomorrow. So, and if you can't make it tomorrow, go tonight. Very good food out there. The Phoenix Center, they're always busting the seams, so make sure you just support local. But I appreciate everybody.
And Taste of the Hills tomorrow night.
Taste of the Hills.
Great Richland Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, Taste of the Hills. So what a fun, packed weekend. And don't forget Cowboy Church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And the rodeo.
And the rodeo.
We'll tell you more about
goodness.
That.
Rodeo.
Okooch Mountain Humane Society has a special dog event and pet event going on tomorrow, too.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about that in the morning show. But, yeah, lots of it's action.
I didn't get invited to that.
And I'll be, Bo and I will be actually announcing the parade tomorrow. I've got enough time and nothing.
Oh, you do?
Nothing to do tomorrow, so we'll be out there. I do have to weed eat my eyebrows. You know.
Oh, are you getting those done today?
Yeah, June told me I've got to weed eat my eyebrows before the wedding tomorrow.
That's not very nice.
No, but you know, we'll get it done. I'll get all.
I've got my steel out here.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like a nunchuck hitting a coconut off of your head.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, with the world records.
Oh yeah.
So maybe I could just sit there. If you could just lay really steel.
Yeah, just kind of trim them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be able to see again.
Huh?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, my man, hey, real quick, I know we're running out of time, but you know, everybody wants this useful information on Friday. There's an average of 178 sesame seed buns on a McDonald's Big Bang bun.
Did you count them?
Who would have a time to count this?
I don't. Is that an average?
Yeah,
that's
the average.
I was going to say.
That's the average.
All right.
Pound for pound, hamburgers cost more than new cars.
I suppose they would. Yeah right.
No. Coca-Cola would be green if food coloring wasn't added to it.
Is that right?
Yes.
They ought to try that. And maybe they have. I don't know. Without coloring.
It takes about a half a gallon of water to cook macaroni and about a gallon to clean the pot.
True. Especially if you burn it. That's like some of Hank's fine cuisine, I bet.
Hey. I hope you're kind this weekend.
Need it.
You know what? And congratulations to James.
Yep. And Haley.
I mean, seriously, good luck to you guys. May all the blessings and wishes be with you and your family. Phil, you've done a nice job with your family. You should be very proud.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. I credit a lot of that to my other half, though.
Yeah, June. And we're celebrating June the whole month of
June.
We
are. Absolutely.
Did you tell her that?
No, she just knows it.
Oh, my goodness. Have a good day, everybody. Be kind. Thank you.
That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey,
here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. Your history lesson today. Elvis Presley graduated from L.C. Humes High School in Memphis, Tennessee in 1953. Also, Paul McCartney recorded Yesterday, apart from the Beatles, in the year of 1965. Also, this day in history, lyricist Alan J. Lerner died of lung cancer. He had written such music as Brigadoon, Camelot, Gigi, and My Fair Lady. Some notes from this day in history, and we'll check out and see who's getting a little older and wiser today in just a moment. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today to Kaylin Call from Mom Riken and Brecken. Happy wishes to Colin Smith from Mom Dad Branson and from Grandma Smith, Uncle Randy, and from Grandpa McCoy. Happy birthday to Joanne Cooley and Terry Wheaton from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And from Richland Center Primary School, Adelie Gerton. Have a great day. Happy Father's Day to Daddy Lance Cook. Have a great day with love from Mara today. And happy Father's Day weekend to Dad and Grandpa Vern Geischer today from Amy, Lisa, Kim, and all the grandkids and great-grandkids. We love you and have a great day. Happy birthday to Deputy Gerber today, who turns 24, from Dad and Roxanne. Have a great birthday on your 24th. Maybe give him a card today there if you see Deputy Gerber. Happy birthday wishes to Muscadet and Avoca and Blue River Lions Club celebrants, including Sophia Blaybaum, to Sue Garut and Rodney Mitchek, Wayne Fetaplace, and Andy Walsh. Happy anniversary, Carrie and Matt Shear today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions Club to Tara Kruger,
to Justin Lee and Mara Greeley, to Colin Smith, Kaysen Stifler, and happy anniversary, Bob and Jenny Kronk. Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff salute Arlene Mosier, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Pam Bartz. Much love from Roger and Tracy. To Arlene Mosier, have a great day from friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church and from Park Street Christian Church today. Happy anniversary to Adam and Ann Durst from Lori and the Guys. Have an awesome special day today. Also to Adam and Ann from Willow Valley United Methodist Church and from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Anniversary blessings to Dan and Bonnie Prohaska from your Avoca United Methodist Church family, to Dave and Deb Hansel from the Mick Memorial Park Board, enjoy your special day, and to Dave and Deb from Jay and Linda, have fun. Happy anniversary wishes to John Turgeson from Connie today. Today is their special day, and also from husband John. Happy 55th anniversary to my wife, Connie. To the Turgesons, we salute you and everybody celebrating today.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Again, the text to win word to this hour on WRCO, the Civic Media Contest, is cheese. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. We salute our special couples and those beautiful June brides. This is Dirk Bentley.
I'd lose my way, yeah. I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman. Amen. A way of shaking your faith. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman. Amen. She gives me grace. She gives me hope. She gives me strength. She gives me love. Love without end. Thank God for this woman. Amen. Stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you made sure all my roads led to her. So tonight.
Colney. Hope you have a great rest of your Friday. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Sunny with a few clouds here and there, pleasant with a high of 80. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 55. After a low of 55 this morning, it's currently 65 degrees.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Only a year ago, local farmers were in the midst of a flash drought. While a small area of the state, including Richland and Sauk counties, are still abnormally dry, Wisconsin is drought-free. But that's not all good news. Steady rain from the past month has left standing water in many farm fields, drowning young corn and soybean plants. Last year, a large dome of high pressure parked over Canada. This changed our summer to a hot and dry one. This year, the jet stream has allowed systems to smack Wisconsin over and over. Relentless activity with barely a break in rain. Hay farmers did manage to have a successful first cut. Now the fields are green and good, waiting for a three-day dry stretch to cut again. But that is not the pattern this spring has brought us. Instead, areas like Madison have received over 5.5 inches of rain so far this year, when at the same time last year, Madison hadn't even picked up an inch of rainfall. Farmers are having a hard time getting their machinery through the muddy fields in some areas. To top it off, corn for grain has a deadline of this week. After that, farmers are going to need to consider corn for silage use or to plant soybeans. Not to mention, standing water leads to some crop diseases like stalk rot. The problem is, farmers can handle short bursts of rain. Standing water for a day doesn't do damage, but the week-long puddles are the problem. What's ahead weather-wise next week is not good news. It starts with Florida seeing a record amount of rain. It's all due to a tropical depression that has stalled over the Sunshine State since Tuesday. This matters to Wisconsin because that system is strong and eventually sliding up the East Coast, leaving all other systems behind it with nowhere to go except north. This will build and surge in a ring of fire of heat and humidity that our state has not felt yet this year. Q, the air conditioning for Sunday on Father's Day. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says a proposal to address the issues at Milwaukee Public Schools is acceptable. In a statement on Thursday, State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Jill Underley says the plan to fix financial irregularities in the district, replace key vacancies, and take part in an independent audit will satisfy DPI's concerns with the district. DPI is withholding millions of dollars in state aid because the district is months overdue with its annual financial audit. That led to the resignation of MPS Superintendent Keith Posley last week and the Thursday retirement of Chief Financial Officer Martha Kreitzman. First Lady Jill Biden was in Green Bay Thursday to speak to older Wisconsin voters. Dr. Biden says putting the president back in the White House in November will keep the country on track. She says her husband has ensured medication prices stay low and that he's helped build a better future for people's grandkids. The First Lady is on a four-state tour this week, campaigning for her husband and her second stop in Green Bay this year. Homicide charges have been dropped against a Madison man in an apparent self-defense shooting from 2022. Dane County prosecutors have dismissed charges against 32-year-old Colluton Jefferson for the shooting of 30-year-old Corey Mitchell. The DA's office determined it can't disprove Jefferson's theory that he fired one shot in self-defense as Mitchell approached his car in an apartment parking lot. Mitchell is afforded the self-defense argument as part of Wisconsin's Castle Doctrine Law. Each June, Waubeka, Wisconsin venerates one of the nation's more enduring symbols with a holiday that escapes the notice of many Americans. Flag Day commemorates June 14, 1777, when Congress decreed the flag's design. Waubeka in north suburban Milwaukee lays claim to the first Flag Day in 1885, when a school teacher assigned his students essays on what the flag means. It became a federal observance in 1949. Waubeka has celebrated it on the second Sunday in June for 78 years. Today is Flag Day around the nation. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continue at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Today is Wear Pink for Grace and Senior Night. Performances will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Advance tickets, priced at $7 for adults and $6 for students and senior citizens, are available today until noon at both Creative Layers and Building H at the fairgrounds. Weekend passes are also available for $25. Tickets at the gate will be priced Friday and Saturday at $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices Sunday are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. All 3 days, children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 will be admitted for free. Watch your speed as Wisconsin State Patrol monitors the Madison Beltline from the sky. Weather permitting, the Air Support Unit is scheduled to patrol for traffic violations on the Beltline today. The State Patrol's primary mission is public safety, which includes enforcing traffic laws to help make sure drivers reach their destination safely. Aerial enforcement is one way to enhance public safety efforts. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. When a pilot observes a violation, they communicate with ground-based units to initiate a traffic stop. Many aerial enforcement missions are announced publicly to reinforce State Patrol's goal to improve public safety through voluntary compliance with traffic laws, not simply to stop or cite drivers. As a reminder, the speed limit is 55 miles per hour on the Beltline, and drivers should pull over to the right side if stopped by law enforcement. Do not stop in the flex lane, even if the lane is closed. If there is no safe place to immediately pull over, move your vehicle to the right lane, turn on the emergency flashers, and reduce your speed to signal to law enforcement that you are aware of their presence until you reach the nearest safe area to stop your vehicle. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, announced the publication of the 2024 Rustic Roads Guide. The latest edition features two new roads and the work of talented local photographers from around the state, including the cover image of the Aurora Borealis over Rustic Road 60 in Vilas County. This comes as Governor Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism announced Wisconsin's tourism industry saw another record-breaking year in 2023, with $25 billion in total economic impact, surpassing the previous record year of $23.7 billion set in 2022. Rustic Roads is one of Wisconsin DOT's oldest programs. The program began in Taylor County in 1975 and now features approximately 760 miles of scenic, lightly traveled country roads through 61 counties. Unique brown and yellow signs mark the routes of all officially designated rustic roads, which range from 2 miles to